Hello, friends. Welcome back to Cancer Proof Living. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, I'm Michelle, an 8-year non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer survivor, a mom, and a certified integrative nutrition health coach. After cancer, I wanted more than just survival, so I built the healing roadmap that I couldn't find. Now I guide survivors and cancer-conscious humans to detox, rebuild, and thrive. Today is a solo episode, and I talk about 10 foods that kill cancer cells. I share science-backed information that is guaranteed to empower you to make better food choices. This episode is for you if you're looking to prevent cancer, if you're actively recovering from cancer, or if you're doing everything you can to avoid a reoccurrence. So I hope you're ready because this episode is packed with amazing information. Share this episode with someone who's looking to live more of a cancer preventative lifestyle and grab a pen and paper because we're about to get started. Welcome back to Cancer Proof Living. Today we dive into the 10 foods that kill cancer cells. Yes, you heard me right. Food is that powerful. And science shows that what you eat can literally change the internal environment of your body, shifting it from a place of where cancer can thrive to a place where cancer cannot survive. But here's the part that I really want you to hear. This isn't just about listing healthy foods. This is about understanding why we eat what we eat. When you know your why, you become empowered and you make choices not out of fear, but out of confidence. Whether you're someone looking to prevent cancer, whether you're recovering from cancer, or whether you're doing everything in your power to avoid a reoccurrence, this information is for you. Because food isn't just calories, food is information, food is medicine, food is one of the most powerful tools we have in our control. And the truth is, we live in a world so flooded with ultra-processed foods and food-like products that we actually forget what food is and what it has the power to do inside of our body. And guys, this is the information that I wish I had after cancer treatments, because my doctors weren't telling me how to best support my body through nutrition. I had to really figure it out on my own. And now I try to focus on what I can control, because let's be honest, there's so much out there that we can't control. But what we put on our plate every day is something we can influence, and it makes a profound difference. So let's dive in. Number one is broccoli sprouts. And if you eat just one thing off of this list from today, let it be this. Broccoli sprouts contain up to 100 times more sulforaphane than adult broccoli, which is literally insane. And sulforaphane is so important because it has been shown to trigger apoptosis, programmed cancer cell death, block tumor blood supply, reduce inflammation, support detoxification pathways, and reduce estrogen dominance. Johns Hopkins found that sulforaphane kills breast, prostate, colon, liver, and melanoma cells in multiple studies. It also activates NRF2, your body's master antioxidant and detox switch. And you guys, they are so easy to eat. I love them. Some of my favorite ways to incorporate them into my diet are you can blend a half a cup of them into your smoothies. You can add them to your salads raw or even on top of tacos or to a chicken salad bowl. They're so easy to eat. Next is green tea. Green tea contains EGCG, one of the most researched anti-cancer compounds on Earth. EGCG has been shown to slow cancer cell growth, reduce angiogenesis, increase apoptosis, and lower inflammation. A meta-analysis of 29 studies found that green tea consumption lowered cancer risk by up to 42% in certain cancers. And here's a tip. Matcha has even higher concentrations of EGCG, so it's also a really great choice. Here's how to drink it. You can drink 2 to 3 cups throughout the day, hot or cold. You can even replace your afternoon coffee with an iced green tea and even add a little bit of lemon and honey to it. Number three is garlic. When garlic is crushed, it forms allicin, a potent compound shown to inhibit cancer cell division. Studies show that garlic reduces risk of stomach cancer, colorectal cancer, and breast cancer. The National Cancer Institute even recognizes garlic's anti-cancer properties due to its ability to stop DNA mutations and support apoptosis. Here's a tip. When you are cooking with garlic, crush it and wait about 10 minutes before you cook with it. It maximizes its benefits. And it's really just so easy to throw into everything you're cooking. Number 4 is berries, especially blueberries, raspberries, blackberries. They contain compounds that reduce cancer cell proliferation, neutralize free radicals, decrease inflammation, and protect DNA. So amazing, right? A study published in Cancer Research found berry extract reduced tumor growth by up to 60% in animal models. I love to eat berries. I add a half a cup or a cup of them to my breakfast. I freeze portions for smoothies or snacks. Don't shy away from frozen berries either. They're usually frozen at peak time, so they're very nutrient dense. I will say this, berries are usually on the EWG's Dirty Dozen list, which means we should buy them organic because they are heavily sprayed with pesticides. You can check out the Dirty Dozen list on the EWG website. It gives a list of the top 12 foods that are most sprayed or heaviest sprayed with pesticides, and the Clean 15 list, the top 15 foods that are sprayed least with pesticides. Next up, we have turmeric, which contains curcumin. Curcumin is one of the most powerful anti-inflammatory compounds in the world. It helps inhibit tumor formation, slow cancer cell replication, lower NFKB, a major inflammatory pathway, and makes cancer cells more vulnerable to treatments. This is amazing. Curcumin actually has over 6,000 studies documenting its anti-cancer effects. Pair it with black pepper and a healthy fat for better absorption. For example, you can add a half a teaspoon of turmeric and a pinch of black pepper to soups, smoothies, or even roasted veggies, or you can make something called golden milk. You can take almond milk or organic regular milk, add turmeric, a pinch of black pepper, and some cinnamon, and drink it before bed. It's so good. Next is mushrooms. Here's the deets on mushrooms, okay? Medicinal mushrooms like reishi, shiitake, maitake, and turkey tail strengthen immune surveillance, which is your body's natural ability to detect and destroy abnormal cells. Mushrooms contain beta-glucans, which boost NK cell activity, natural killer cell activity, regulate the immune response, support gut health, and reduce inflammation. Fun fact, turkey tail is actually used in Japan as a standard adjunct therapy for cancer patients. Here's how to eat it. You can use 2 cups of mixed mushrooms, cook them up, saute them with olive oil, with garlic and basil and spinach, and serve over quinoa. Or you can add a handful of turkey tail or reishi extract tea, have that in the evening, or even a powdered mushroom blend. You can also make mushroom soup once a week. You can add bone broth, mushrooms, herbs, and simmer. It's so good, and it's perfect for this time of year. Next is leafy greens. Spinach, kale, Swiss chard, arugula. These deliver folate, essential for DNA repair, and chlorophyll, which helps bind toxins. And they are linked with lower cancer reoccurrence risk. For example, women eating high amounts had 40% lower reoccurrence of breast cancer. Here's how to eat them. Have a salad, a big, large salad once or twice a week with mixed greens and walnuts and avocado, or swap half your dinner plate for sauteed kale or steamed Swiss chard. Super easy to eat and easy to incorporate. Next up is tomatoes. Here's the science behind tomatoes. Tomatoes and the lycopene they contain are linked with lower cancer risk, okay? Lycopene is especially powerful for hormonally driven cancers. One systematic analysis found that higher dietary and blood levels of lycopene were associated with a 5% lower risk of overall cancer and 11% lower risk of cancer death when comparing highest versus lowest intake. Other studies show that men in the highest tomato lycopene group had a 10 to 11% lower risk of prostate cancer. So when consuming tomatoes, here's what you need to know. It's best to use cooked tomato sauce twice a week, saute garlic and onions and crushed tomatoes and olive oil, serve over gluten-free pasta or roasted veggies, or make a good tomato soup. Roast 4 to 5 tomatoes with olive oil, garlic, basil, blend and serve. You can also add a handful of sun-dried tomatoes to a salad. All great ways to get tomatoes in. But here's a tip. Cooking tomatoes with healthy fats, such as extra virgin olive oil, increases lycopene absorption significantly. Then we have flax seeds and basil seeds. flax and basil seeds contain lignans, which support hormone balance, reduce estrogen dominance, regulate cell growth, and support detox pathways. In one trial, flaxseed supplementation reduced tumor cell proliferation by up to 71% in women with breast cancer. And I personally love basil seeds because they clean up oxidative stress in the body, they're great prebiotics and a great source of fiber, and they support gut health. You can easily add one tablespoon of ground flax seeds or basil seeds to morning oats, to yogurt, to smoothies, or even make a basil seed pudding mix with coconut milk, berries, and vanilla and let it sit overnight. And last, but most certainly not least, is cruciferous veggies, one of my favorites. We have broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage. They contain indole-3 carbonyl, which supports estrogen metabolism, liver detox, phase support, and can trigger cancer cell death. The intake of these veggies is associated with lower risk of breast, colon, and prostate cancers. It's best to steam or lightly saute cruciferous veggies about 2 to 3 times a week at least. You can roast Brussels sprouts with some lemon and garlic and use that as a side dish as well, or even make a stir fry with cauliflower rice and broccoli, kale, or grass-fed chicken or tempeh. These are all really great choices. So guys, there you have it. 10 foods that aren't just healthy, but tactical in cancer prevention, recovery, and long-term resilience. Remember, you are not powerless. Your environment matters, and food isn't the only tool, but it's one of the strongest. What you add matters just as much as what you remove. And I also want you to remember this. You don't have to overhaul your entire diet. Just start adding one food at a time. Add a new food every week or even every 2 weeks. Don't get overwhelmed by all of this information. Let it empower you. And when you create an environment where cancer cannot thrive, your body finally gets to do what it's designed for. Heal, protect, and regenerate. You've got this. Share this episode with someone who wants to live more of a cancer preventative lifestyle, and I'll catch you next time.